This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We're going to get right to it because we are living in a blessed land. But I tell you what, it is a challenge every day to keep what the founders gave us. Nobody knows that better than the great one, Mark Levin, number one New York Times bestselling author. And his latest work is American Marxism. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Scott, great honor. How are you, my friend?
Well, sir, and better now that you're on the program. It's impossible in the time we have today to break down this book, but I want to try to just get into what you want people to know. Number one, get the book, obviously. Buy the book. Many in our audience have. But for those that haven't yet, what are the dangers you have been warning us about for better than a decade that now are getting worse by the day?
Well, what's happened here is I used to call these people statists, because they are. But then as I decided to do some research behind these various movements, critical race theory, which now in the last 3 or 4 months people are talking about because they saw it on their own screens as they were watching their kids in the classroom. But I was pounding away on this, and then climate change, the Green New Deal, and the open borders and all the rest of it. Biden's language, which was, the oppressed versus the oppressor. The successful against the unsuccessful, the bourgeoisie in effect against the proletariat, said, you know what, let me dig into this. So I dug into it, and unfortunately I had to read scores and scores of books and scholarly essays. And every one of these movements was spawned from Marxism. I call it American Marxism, not Marxism, because it is tailored to the American system and to exploit our system. So what better area to exploit than race? And that's what critical race theory is. As I've said on the air, it's Louis Farrakhan dressed up as scholarship, pushing a Marxist agenda. They want to destroy the society. They call it a white-dominant society, that everything in it is tainted by whiteness. This is what they've written. This is racism. This is Marxism. This is being taught to your elementary school kids and your middle school kids. This is being pushed out into the public square without challenging it. In fact, the media are mouthpieces for these movements and then pretend they're not. You look at what's going on the border. There's two things going on the border. It's called the Lat-Crit movement, which is that the United States really is an illegitimate country, that this area was conquered by white Protestant Europeans coming into this country, and that the indigenous peoples are the ones trying to come back into the country illegally. So there's 42 million people, according to Gallup, south of the border who want to come into the United States. And as far as the Lat-Crit movement is concerned, which is filled with activist groups as well as being indoctrinated in our schools, including our law schools, that's perfectly legitimate that the citizenry, much of it, is here illegally. And by the way, if you're Latino or if you're black and you think this is all nuts, they say that your mind has been conquered by the white dominant society and they dismiss you. Again, this is typical of Marx, no debate, no academic freedom. It's censorship. It's the imposition of conformity. You look at what's going on with our economic system right now. It's a war on capitalism. If you're successful, you need to be punished. If you're not successful, it's because, obviously, the system has harmed you. Massive redistribution of wealth, mostly to the Democrat Party base. And then when you look at the Democrat Party, what is it doing? It's trying to empower itself. Destroy the Republican Party, destroy any opposition. That's what this national voting system is all about, to turn red states blue, whether they like it or not, and to have the system open to as much fraud as possible while they self-righteously claim that they want to count every vote. Well, every vote is illegal. You get to count every legal vote, not every vote. They don't much care about any of that. And separation of powers, attacking the independence of the courts. I said, this is all swirling around. We've got to break this down piece by piece by piece. That is what I do in the book. And then at the end of the book, I talk about solutions. And you're right.
Unfortunately, thank God.
I can't answer them all here, but I want people to read Chapter 7.
Yep. I was just going to talk about that, Mark, because I appreciate the fact that, I mean, I think people today are just, they're a bundle of nerves, at the least. They're afraid to because we've just put up with so much, and you chronicle on your radio show every day, your great Fox News show, and in this book. But you do more than explain the problem. You tell us what we do in We Choose Liberty, Chapter 7. Give us your best minute or so on what we can do about all this.
Look, there's tens of millions of us who complain about things, who are upset about what's going on. We talk to each other. But in the end, we don't do a hell of a lot about all these things. And what I'm saying is we need to learn from the left. We need to steal some of their ideas. We can steal some of their ideas. We need to, the BDS movement, some of these entities, for example, let me give you some examples real fast. Corporation, they have shareholder meetings. If you have a 401k or an IRA, some kind of a mutual fund, you have a right to go to these public shareholder meetings. We don't go. Only the left goes. And they pressure these boards. And the boards know that they're going to be pressured by Biden, the Democrats, and these leftists at these meetings, and we don't show up. That needs to change immediately. You look at school board meetings. Parents are starting to show up. But the unions say, we don't care how many show up. We'll do whatever we want. Okay, time to target the unions. We can use the Freedom of Information Act. We can use litigation. There are litigation groups all over this country who are poised to help to defend our children. The Equal Rights Clause of the 14th Amendment, you have no right to teach our children racism and bigotry and separatism and inequality, which is what's taking place. And it is a hostile education environment. You know, the 1964 Civil Rights Act was amended in 1972. I explain that in the back of the book. There's so many things we can do. With the union, the Internal Revenue Service gives them standards by which they get certain types of protection from taxes and so forth. If the union is spending most of its time on politics, typically that's a violation of their tax status. They file their 990 tax forms, as an example, on their own website. That's what they're required to do by law. If they don't, you ask them for it, and they have to give it to you. If they don't, you file a complaint against them. And when they do, look at it. See how much money they're spending on politics. Pull local articles from your newspapers. Pull what Randy Weingarten says, the head of the AFT and others, and you can file a complaint. Now, I provide links on how you can file a complaint. Landmark Legal used to do that. So in other words, we need Paul Revere's. We need to spread the word. There are things that we can do without just, you know, changing our lives in any major or significant way. And I would also say this, it's going to sound self-serving, but I believe it very strongly. If you have kids going off to colleges and universities now, because the academic year begins now, they ought to have a copy of American Marxism under their arm to immunize them so they are prepared to fight back. People call me, Scott, and they say, this should be required reading. Well, it's not going to be required reading. That said, can you imagine if hundreds of thousands of students show up on colleges and universities carrying this book? Professors have to discuss this book, these tenured Marxist professors.
Absolutely.
We can spread the word.
Play the way they play is what we need to do. That's I mean, get in their
Molotov cocktails.
Right. Get in their grill and have a robust dialogue and arm yourself with great information in American Marxism. A couple of questions from the audience. We offer to give away an autographed copy of the book. We'll ship off to you to sign and give to one of these lucky winners. Kelly says, what should conservatives do that want to go into teaching? How do they survive Marxist professors in college?
It's a great question. You have rights, too. And once you go into teaching, it depends on what state it is, first of all. You have right-to-work states, and you have states where you're required to join the union. If you're required to join the union, so be it. I always believe in infiltrating these institutions to the extent that you can. Get your tenure. Once you get tenure, you have rights. And if the union is starting to attack you and target you, then go to one of these legal groups who will help protect you. They exist. Again, I have a whole list of them, a link that you can get at the back of the book. That's how you do it if you want to be a teacher.
Eric says, what do you think will be the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back that will awaken the silent, apathetic majority that want to bring freedom and patriotism back into this country, and how do you think that phase will look?
First of all, there are no proverbial straws that will all of a sudden everybody will go, hey, yes, let's do this. I don't know if there will be a proverbial straw. I don't think this way. I don't think what's the world going to look like 10 years from now? I think, what's the world going to look like in an hour? What are we doing today? What are each and every one of us doing? You know, Scott, I get calls, people say, what can we do? I said, we? What are you going to do? And so I would ask that gentleman, who sounds like a very nice gentleman, what are you doing, even in your own community, in your own neighborhood, to claw back so we can have some liberty? I have a bunch of ideas in the back of the book, too, but I'm not the only one with ideas. It's not going to – here's the thing, and you understand this because you're a different kind of talk radio host than so am I. Everybody can talk about this stuff. Everybody does talk about this stuff. What we need to do is get a little bit deeper. Where is this stuff coming from? So we can figure out strategies and tactics to confront it. Every military operation, every successful political operation, you need to know your opponent. Or in this case, you need to know your enemy. They think they know our weaknesses. Now let's find out their weaknesses and go after them.
I agree.
That's what we need to do.
We hear a lot of people saying, well, Trump's gone, Russia's gone, what do we do? Well, we need to do what those two did, and that's fight on this front. And you do the same thing in this book. You give us a blueprint. God bless you, Mark Levin. Appreciate the good work. We'll talk again soon, sir.
You too, buddy. Take care, Scott.
He is going all across the country in 10-minute increments to spread this story. Join this effort.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, back on What's On Your Mind. We're live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the Cyber Symposium kicks off tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. We're right next to Steve Bannon doing his War Room Pandemic podcast, which is really fantastic. Mike's done a lot of interviews with Steve, just like he's done with us. We're going to do an after-the-show interview with Mike today, so we'll be watching online for that. It's also going to be up at frankspeech.com in one of our Teddy Talks. Our show is streamed live every day at frankspeech.com. You can also watch it on KFIRE social media, our social media, and at our website as well, AM1100theflag.com. All right, Andrew and Jamestown waiting to weigh in. Bunch of texts they haven't got to. Let's go to the calls. We want your calls here at 800-228-0550. Some calls that have come in on the Be the Buffalo hotline. You can cue those up. Mr. Kevin Flynn, after I tell folks about the fine lunch specials today at PetroServe USA, I'm thinking it's a beef kind of day. Salisbury steak. How does that sound, huh? Glendon for the Salisbury steak. Sloppy Joe or the pulled pork in Euland. Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue. The meatball sub is what they're serving up for a special today. 12th Avenue and I-29. Tater tot hot dish in Harwood or beef tips and gravy or scallop potatoes with the ham. I prefer without the ham, but more often than not, it has the ham, because that's what you, the people, love at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, Andrew in Jamestown, let's get you in here. You've been waiting a while to weigh in, and I got a lot of great text on the Mark Levin interview as well, so look forward to that. Can somebody else push Andrew on, because it's not responding to my touch. Daniel, can you do that? Well, let's go to Bob. Let's go to Bob, and you bring Bob up, because I can't hear for some reason. Gremlins all over this place. Cyber warfare has started already. Bob, how are you?
Is this Bob you're talking to?
That's the one and only Bob on the radio right now is you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Say, when this talk show today, I love it, but I was thinking about when we had Obama for president for 8 years, you know, and it was always our best days are behind us and we can't. And I'd like to know how many times Obama said we can't in that 8 years, but we can. But the thing is, and I'm glad Cramer did what he did yesterday, he got to compromise because he got some bonehead idiots in Washington. But the thing about it is this, Scott, our system really isn't working. We need a better education system. We all know that. And I think we should only have, here's what I really believe, should only have a 3-year high school. Then you either go into a trade school or you go to college. Because the senior year, all they do is go there to screw around, especially in the big cities.
Let's stop you there a second, Bob, and have a conversation here. I think education is more to blame for the mess we are in than anything right now. If you go look at polling, millennials on down to whatever X, Y, I forget all of them, but basically, you know, the teens through the millennials, which are what, early 30s, I think, right? 49% of them think socialism is a good idea in the United States of America. They support socialism. That tells me they were indoctrinated. They were brainwashed by our education system. This is why we are in the mess we are in today. By the way, socialism among that group spiked in support 10 points during COVID. Oh, I get the check in the mail. I don't have to work. I can stay home and do what I want to do. I like this. If that doesn't scare you, nothing else will. And we have to. That's why I appreciate what Mark was saying about, you know, teachers' unions as an example. We've got to get going on that right now. Right now. That's why everybody needs to read Mark Levin's book and learn what we're up against first, and then pick your lane. The book, by the way, is called American Marxism. Do you read a lot, Bob?
Yes, I do.
Well, this is a book to read. I don't have time to read a lot of books, so I generally skim them. This thing is a page-turner. I ripped through it. Love it. And again, Kevin's got it on audio. He's listening to it. However you choose to listen to it, listen to it. Buy one for your kids. You have to take education of everyone you love into your own hands now. And as some texter just said, it's 99% of the problem right now. I would agree. I would put the other 1% or maybe even more on what? How the corrupt media reports on what they report on. Because to them, American Marxism is okay. Socialism's okay. So they don't report on anything fairly. They don't look at what the founding fathers envisioned. They're woke. So, but again, you're blessed to live in a time where you don't have to rely on CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox News, or any of them to know what you believe. And I don't think the conservative media is perfect either. Get the facts, okay? The conservative media, I've watched, interestingly enough, through this infrastructure debate, and they keep saying things are in the bill and misrepresenting what is in the bill is not there, and not just laying the facts out. I just want the facts. I'll decide whether I like it or not. A lot of people have decided bad idea, we're not fighting enough, and this bill is crap. That's fine. That's America. I'm glad we're fighting. I'm glad we care. But give me the facts, and then let me decide. Does that make sense, Bob?
1,000%. I totally agree. I mean, I agree. We need a better education system. And these idiots that are reporting the news anymore, they've had a bad education. That's just the way it is.
Good point. They are a product of the horrible education system, too. And they think journalism is about changing the world. No, 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 no. Journalism is about reporting the facts.
Exactly.
Yellow is yellow. Red is red. Green is green. Okay? This isn't complicated. And they come out and they go, oh, yeah, I want to save the world, and we don't take good enough care of poor people, and we should do. And it's bad news. You nailed it, Bob. I appreciate your call very much, and I think you're right on, you know what, talk about solutions. Maybe it is a three-year high school and a choice of college or trade school. Maybe high schools are more trade schools. I don't know, but we got to do something. Texter says, as a teacher in North Dakota, I love making the local union angry. As a social studies teacher, I use no textbook. They're full of all revisionist gibberish. I use the actual Constitution and accompanying documents to teach. I'm going to give that teacher a copy of American Marxism. And if they'd like, I'll get it autographed by my friend Mark Levin. I'm also going to give the Facebook question that came from for Mark about education and what teachers should do. That prize as well. Texter says, Mark Levin should be a more frequent guest. Or how about a co-host with Todd when you're away? Mark Levin is a busy dude. He's a friend, longtime friend. Two of our radio stations take his radio show. He's on Fox News. We got 10 minutes today, and we're lucky to get it because he did, in the last week, 70 interviews around the country. So I love the idea, but he's a busy dude. That's all I'm saying. Texter says, please ask Mark Levin's position on North Dakota delegate support of the infrastructure bill. We didn't get to that. We talked about it a little bit after off the air. He said, what are your guys doing here? What are Kramer and Hovind doing there? I said, I think they're playing chess and trying to get something that is Trump-esque and left over that didn't get done from the Trump administration. Don't forget Paul Ryan talked Donald Trump out of doing infrastructure first and then couldn't deliver the votes because of John McCain's thumbs down. Or Donald Trump would have passed infrastructure. Okay? So they're trying to get something Trump-esque done. By the way, Biden repealed Donald Trump's permit reform that's in this bill. They added it back in. Democrats agreed to that. You know what that means? It doesn't take 10 years to build an interstate highway or a bridge. It takes two. That's Trump reform. Larry Kudlow has said Trump should support this. He doesn't right now because he's mad at Biden. I'm mad at Biden, too. But we can be mad at the world and get stuff done. And I think this is stuff we need. Our roads and bridges are a mess. We kicked this can down the road for far too long. I don't like everything in it. But it's better than what they're planning with human infrastructure at $3.5 trillion. But that's your question. Mark Levin is not a fan. More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land, including 100 acres in Wells County, North Dakota, and some special auctions, farm equipment, stationary engines, and tools at our steel office at Piper's Auction Center of North America. And don't forget, over 200 lots of coins to be sold in Fargo, North Dakota. Log on to Pipers.com or call us 877-700-4099.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators touted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday. A coalition of Democrats and Republicans pushing it closer to passage, perhaps by Wednesday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
The Senate has voted to advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill and bring debate on the substitute amendment to an end. I repeat that Democrats are ready and willing to vote on additional amendments to the bill before moving to final passage. Once again, that will require the cooperation of our Republican colleagues. I hope they will cooperate so we can move more quickly. Otherwise, we'll proceed by the book and finish the bill.
The United Nations released a report Monday that co-author Linda Mearns, a senior climate scientist at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, says, "I don't see any place that is safe, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide." End quote. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Kinder Care today. KinderCareFargo.com to find out more. You can call or text if you'd like a tour. Melanie would love to give you a tour. 701-281-3016. The number to text or call, 701-328-2016. So if you're saying, well, what is Kinder Care exactly? It is revolutionized assisted living. Because really, assisted living many times means you're in an apartment, and if you need us, we're just next door. It's more than that. It is whatever level of care you need. One of my favorite stories is a dear sweet soul that lived at Kinder Care, and he moved in with his wife because she was failing and needed constant care. He did not, but he moved in there so they could be together. And he was part of the family, eating the meals, the whole thing. So, I mean, really, it's whatever you need, they're going to find a way at Kinder Care. Now, they're full, I believe, or close to full, but if you want to get on a list, if you want to, maybe you're getting care somewhere else, it's just not up to your standards, whatever it is. If you got something coming down the road, you're helping your parents find a place, whatever, call them. 701-281-3016. All right, let's go to Gail in Fargo. Next up on What's On Your Mind, Brad Howell's going to join us in just a moment to talk about the Cyber Symposium here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, too. So stay tuned. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Gail.
Well, Scott, I was just calling in because I am furious with this infrastructure bill. We've got a bunch of absolute children running this country right now. For example, I'm going to use you for an example, Scott, your flag business. If you run short of cash to run your business, is the first thing you do is run to the bank and borrow money?
Well, of course not. Yeah, no. And
you pull everything together, you pull your people together, and you look, why don't we have money? Our infrastructure company, infrastructure has money coming in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But yet, our children and Washington are running these just like a lemonade stand. Let's forget where the money's going. We don't care. Let's run and borrow more money because we're spending this foolishly in the other end. Then see how much money you need.
I could not agree with you anymore. I don't know that anger alone fixes anything, but if you're saying this is what I'm going to do about how crazy I think this is, and by the way, this isn't new. I remember being at a tea party in the Castleton Fire Hall with Byron Dorgan doing happy talk on Obamacare, and people said, you're going to bankrupt this country doing that. And by the way, this was in the Obama era. Obama took office. When he came to Fargo, North Dakota, Yonker Farms, you know what he said? George W. Bush, has been immoral with the debt. Immoral. Mind you, much of the debt during the Bush 43 years was related to the war on terror, right? $8 trillion. Guess what Obama did? He doubled it. So what you're saying is not new, and it frustrates me too. But the way they spend money now in Washington, D.C., is to print it and hand it out and expect the economy to grow. It won't work. What infrastructure, in my view, the reason it's different is because I can tangibly see it. I can see the road. I can see the bridge. The reason every farm group supports this, by the way, Farmers Union and Farm Bureau don't often agree on things. They agree on this because they recognize if we can't get our products to market, the economy will come to a screeching halt. This is infrastructure. It is designed to push against inflation. It is designed to help prop up the economy under the Biden years, and it's something different than they've been doing. And by the way, they did what they've done to us so far in the Biden administration without a Republican of note, I mean, no actual Republicans, a few people who claim to be Republicans. And that's the sad thing about what happened in election 2020 in Georgia and everything else. We don't have a firewall against these guys. If they see, they're going to filibuster this, oh, we'll just change the rules then, and we only need 50 votes. There are no rules. There's none.
And do you also remember when Obama was president, when he said after he got in that, well, debt really doesn't matter?
He did, which is, yeah, he had to clean up an aisle five on that one, but we know debt does matter, right? Debt does matter.
Correct.
Now, the only thing that fixes the debt is what? A growing economy. Because then you chew away at the debt. George W. Bush had this economic plan. You remember the tax cuts he did? And Donald Trump continued them and doubled down on them because it grows the economy so you can chew away on the debt. I come back to the only thing I've seen on the table in the entire Biden administration is this. And they're so screwed up right now, they know they need a win. So they had a need for these Republicans to do infrastructure. Now, thankfully, what I would call good infrastructure, roads, bridges, okay, broadband, that is in this package. All of the garbage, the vast majority of the bad crap is in the $3.5 trillion deal. Chuck Schumer's so drunk with power, as soon as they get done debating this bill, they're going right to that one, and Bernie Sanders wrote the whole dang thing. So what I believe Republicans are doing right now is saying, look, if we can peel off enough Democrats to stop that one by passing this one, we'll stop $3.5 trillion, and that is going to be another check written right on your kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids' back. So
I'm going to predict, Scott, that bill is going to fly through. Because I guarantee you one thing. These Democrats right now don't care where the money's coming from. They got a mission, and it's going to go.
You're talking about the $3.5 trillion.
Correct.
The next one, yeah. And it may, but it won't do it with a single Republican vote. And here's the beauty of this, and this is where I know our audience does not like Mitch McConnell. And there are times I don't like Mitch McConnell. I think he is a swamp dweller of the nth degree. But Mitch McConnell is always playing the strategy of how to rope-a-dope Chuck Schumer. And he's won a few times. Mind you, three Supreme Court justices under Donald J. Trump. That was Mitch McConnell outmaneuvering Chuck Schumer. So right now, that crap $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill is going to have to be voted on by every Democrat. They're going to have to go on record, and many of them are running for re-election. Be very careful. That's all I'm saying, to just think the 1.5 is as bad as the 3.5. I don't think it is. That's all I'm saying, but I share your frustration. 800-228-0550. Here's our friend Brandon House from frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, mastermind behind this wonderful production that's going to happen in Sioux Falls, North Dakota.
No, I'm not the mastermind.
Well, you got to make it look good on TV. Mike's just the one that talks on TV.
Right, that's right. Now, I am the TV producer.
Yes.
Yeah. But exactly, this has been done. This year has been done by Janet and Mike.
They're a good team.
They put this together. I'm just the television production side.
Well, you do it well.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Good to see you, by the way.
You too, Scott.
I know that people in our audience cannot be here, but they can watch every second of this.
They can.
So explain what's going to happen over the next 3 days.
Hold on a second. I'm on a live TV show. Our radio show is Scott Hinton. Come in here if you need me. That's my son who
He's looking for you.
Well, there's just a big delivery of another news desk. How do you like that one news desk?
I love it.
I had that one custom built.
Did you? I'll take a picture of that so folks can see what they're going to see over the next 3 days. And Steve Bannon's right above us.
Yeah, there's one more news desk coming in.
Is that right?
New. Yeah, so.
So what, for folks that have no idea, and by the way, it's sad how many people have no idea this is going on.
Yeah.
Because unless they're fans of frankspeech.com, unless they've listened to Mike Lindell on with us, they don't know what is this all about.
This is where Mike is releasing the packet captures, as well as talking with other cyber experts, election integrity experts. So it's about many things, but one of the things, of course, because it's called a cyber symposium, it's about looking at what was going on with the cyber war, the cyber attack on our nation from China.
It was a cyber attack. They happen all the time. You see them in the news often.
Well, we even have Chris Krebs, who declared it was the safest election of all times, later declaring that China could hack us all the way down to our local elections. We have him on video, one of our documentaries, saying that. So he went from saying when he was at the Department of Homeland Security before I think he got fired by Trump that it was the safest
nothing
election.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Safest election ever. Then after he's gone, he's on one of the talking head shows and says that China can hack us all the way down to our local elections. So which one is it, Chrissy?
Yeah, Chrissy is right. So what will happen here is the election essentially will be reenacted.
Yes.
In real time.
That's what I'm told.
Okay, and we'll have a snapshot with the benefit of these packet captures you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Packet captures are what? How would you describe a packet?
Well, again, I'm not a cyber guy.
Right, so, I'm not either.
So I've looked them up online, and anyone could go online and type in packet captures and read about them.
Any cyber expert will tell you it's sort of the gold standard. It's basically you can't fake it.
Right.
Brandon's a guy. I'm a guy. You know, we're married to women.
It's like forensics with computers.
Right.
It's forensics. It is forensics. It's cyber forensics.
And some patriots came forward that saw this happening.
Apparently they knew it was going to happen and tried warning people. And when no one would pay attention, they said, well, we'll just record it in real time.
And some people think you and I right now have smoked some of that stuff that Mike used to smoke.
Well, we're just telling people what the story is.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm to find out for themselves.
I don't know a packet capture from a Hot Pocket.
Right.
Okay. So
one has pepperoni, one doesn't.
There you go.
So, you know.
So all we're doing here is we're here observing. We're here reporting. We're here giving commentary. We're here interviewing people. And the cyber guys will be the ones that are discussing this, explaining it, and we're all here to learn.
Exactly. You just nailed it. We're going to eavesdrop on this conversation.
We're here to learn and report.
They're kind of nerdy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but they're credentialed cyber experts.
Credentialed nerds.
Yeah, the credentialed nerds.
They have a card to prove it.
The real deal. Yeah. By the way, Senator Kevin Cramer, one example, 3 staff members here. You know,
that's a U.S. senator, for those who don't know.
It is. United States senator with a chief of staff and a deputy chief of staff. And
his chief of staff.
And a lawyer. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So a U.S. senator is taking it so seriously as to send a lawyer and a chief of staff and a deputy chief of staff.
Right. And, and he's not alone, right? I mean, there's others as well.
And that's the point I'm making.
Some people in our audience say, well,
and why not come and learn? Why? So what? You don't believe it. Why not show up and learn?
Yeah.
Why not show up and say, well, let's see what's going on?
Senator Hovind, another senator from North Dakota, said he was aware it was online.
Yeah.
They're still voting, so they're not going to be able to
so
be here.
Watch.
They'll watch and send staff. And Governor Burgum, same thing. A lot of legislators have been interested in this. Yeah. Every state's represented here.
And what we're doing really is providing a public service as broadcasters, as journalists, as commentators, and showing here's what's happening.
Right.
And you decide for yourself, right?
And people, I don't understand why people so quickly dismiss this.
Why?
I really don't. Because, again, we know cyber attacks come every day. The state of North Dakota is attacked continuously.
The government has warned us. The government.
Right? Pipelines have been shut down.
Yes.
Sanford Health just got hit with a cyber attack. Ransomware. Give
us
money.
One of the largest distributors of frozen food. One of the largest distributors of that was hacked recently.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
That will mess up your distribution. It was their distribution and trucking and what goes on what truck and what goes to what grocery
disrupts
store.
Disrupts our economy.
Your just-in-time inventory.
Yeah, and it disrupts our economy, and they come in and say, pay us or we won't let you back in.
Right.
So this is a war.
Yes.
It's a different kind of war. It's a cyber war.
Yes.
But it is ongoing. Why wouldn't they mess with our lives?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you got to prove that. And you got to go back to paper ballots and actually count one by one. A fellow here by the name of Doug Frank, who you've interviewed many times.
Oh, many times.
Wicked smart physicist that is on math. He will tell you that the voter rolls were inflated. Inflated.
With the 2010 census.
So, otherwise they'd get caught and say, well, way more people voted than actually were there. Well, no, they put more people in the voter rolls.
Yes.
Thanks for doing what you do. God bless you.
There was cyber attack inside and outside.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. And what you want to look at now is free money. How about 0% APR, 72 months, qualified buyers get into a 2021 GMC Acadia, number of models 0%. Also the new SUV Buick models, 0%, 72 months. And, of course, they've got the first ever AT4 lineup, premium and capable from GMC. You can explore all of that at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Call them any questions, 701-214-6372, online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Rick and Holly for Brandon House. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey.
I used to watch you years ago on NRB.
Oh, yeah.
And it's too late to worry about it now, but remember you talked about the Naked Communist by
yes.
Cleon Skousen?
Yep.
I would guess that those 45 goals of the Communist Party, I know some are outdated, but I would think that about 99% of them have been fulfilled.
Absolutely. And if you go to the read the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, look how many of those have been fulfilled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, just go look at them and see what they wanted and see if you feel it's fair for him to say they fulfilled them.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Again, think, people. Yeah. Critical thinking skills are gone. Not for you, Rick. Not for Brandon.
It's great hearing from you, Rick. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for listening and caring. We wish we had more people that would listen and care, right?
Amen. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. God bless you. American Marxism is the book. Thank you, Brian. We know we got to let you back to
work.
Thank you. This is a family affair for you guys. Your sons.
Yes. Wife.
Your wife.
Yep.
Yep.
This is a mission.
And Sioux Falls has a special little connection to you because there's been some bad stuff that's happened in Sioux Falls.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. So we know this is a battle.
Yep.
And it's spiritual warfare.
Yep.
So we're praying for all of you.
Thank you.
You
thank
bet.
Thank you.
Brandon House. Watch. Teach.com. He is the main anchor. He's a great television producer, and he's producing all of this that we'll be watching right here. And you can watch it all at frankspeech.com. Let's see here. I could squeeze in Clinton Bismarck and a text. First, this is an email. Let Senator Cramer and Hoban know we, the people of North Dakota, are sick of their going behind the backs of North Dakotans and voting for things like the infrastructure bill. They're big rhinos. Never again will the people of North Dakota vote for them, and I'll make sure people know that they don't have our backs. They're part of the swamp, and these votes prove it. Shame on them. I will pray for them. They're going to need it. What do the Dems have on them? Repent, 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 says Teresa. I will tell you this, that all of the polling on this nationwide and in North Dakota suggests that 10% of people are in the category Teresa's, where they're just vehemently mad about it. And a few people are sort of indifferent to it, but the vast majority of people support it. Same thing with the groups. I forget how many different groups now. But again, Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, that sums it up pretty well. Small business roundtable. In other words, not just the big business, U.S. Chamber and those guys, but the small businesses as well. So I think at this point, you're either going to like it or you're not going to like it. That's up to you, and the proof will be in the pudding. My prayer is that they defeat the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure, human infrastructure, complete woke garbage Bernie Sanders utopia in two ways. One, by not delivering a single Republican vote and having some Democrats realize they vote for this, they're done. They're gone. It's Obamacare bad. And Obamacare took out a lot of members of Congress, including, if you remember, Earl Pomeroy from North Dakota. Let's see. Let's go to Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind to talk taxation. Go ahead. You're next.
Big problem coming up here. Kevin Cramer's been touting this fuel tax, per mile tax. It's going to affect all of us, not just coal-fired cars. It's going to affect all of us. I've got no problem with coal-fired cars. They can put a federal excise tax on. They can sell them a monthly or annual fuel bond. There's so many ways of doing this, but they're being sneaky. And if you listen to Kevin Cramer on Friday, he sounded like FDR. And FDR, you don't have enough time to go into all the problems that were with FDR, but I'm going to tell you one thing about this fuel tax deal. It's going to affect everybody. They're going to affect your driving habits. They're going to control you and tax you like never before. And as somebody that has ran big trucks in the past, we paid, filed 2290 annual tax. We paid fuel bonds per state. There's so many ways of doing this. Federal excise tax when we bought the equipment, federal excise tax on tires. It goes on and on and on and on. This is a new tax.
Where are you getting your information on all of this, Clint? Where what's your source?
My source?
Yeah.
Well, he keeps talking about this fuel tax.
No, what he's talking about is that the bad stuff that some in conservative media and others, like the tax you're talking about, is something that is in previous law, has nothing to do with this new bill. It's not like it's putting it in and now we have it. It is previous legislation. And Senator Cramer, Senator Hoeven, and others have said this is not what you think it is. Now, you're going to have to trust them. I get it. If this passes, I would hold them accountable on every single thing they said regarding, don't worry, that's not in the bill. Don't worry, that's not in the bill. Okay? Same thing on the pay-fors, right? Same, again, this is likely going to pass. And you're going to have to say, you said it wasn't in, but it was in. But a lot of the information out there on this thing is incorrect. And a lot of it's coming from conservative media. And honestly, presidential candidates. Which Josh Hawley and a few others are. They want to run for president. Get yourself into PetroServe USA today, my friends. Today, my friends. Ron Ness in for me tomorrow. Kevin is going to be checking in from the Cyber Symposium. Gary Emmons Wednesday and Thursday. And I will be back a week from today, off to college. Not me. Some say I need it, but my daughter. God bless. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, masks, and forced vaccinations on Stinchfield tonight, 7 p.m. Central, as he exposes the dangers to you and your family. Over 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. RTC, DACTEL, NDTC, NCC, Consolidated Cablevision, DirecTV, AT&T, Dish, Fubo, check your cable guide. But remember, Newsmax is not carried by Medco. It's true, Medco carries 11 liberal news channels but won't carry Newsmax. Many Medco customers are letting Medco know they're switching services to get Newsmax. So call Medco and let them know you can do that too. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app. I watched Stinchfield and love it on Newsmax. You should too. Tune in and find out why Newsmax is the fourth highest cable-rated news channel in America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.